It may surprise many of our listeners to know that the online relationship hoax victimizing Notre Dame linebacker Manti Te'o is not the first of its kind. In 2005, a digital producer in Los Angeles, Paula Bonhomme, met a like mind on the message boards for HBO's Western series Deadwood. Jesse James was a volunteer firefighter who had been injured in the 9/11 attack on the World Trade Center. As their relationship developed, Paula was introduced to many of Jesse's friends and family members. The two spoke on the phone regularly and had plans to move in together. As with Te'o's case, Jesse suddenly died of cancer. Jenna St. James, Jesse's friend, who had introduced Paula to Jesse in the message boards, came out to visit her, and the two visited places that Jesse had frequented when alive. As it turns out, Jesse James was a hoax, perpetrated by Jenna St. James. She had invented over 20 online personalities to interact with Paula. She had misappropriated the identity of a number of real-life individuals and used voice-altering technology to impersonate a man's voice on the telephone. Unlike Te'o, Paula wanted justice. She contacted up-and-coming internet lawyer and Illinois law alum Dahlia Saper, and the two took this case to court. The case was dismissed on procedural grounds in the lower court, and this dismissal was affirmed by the Illinois Supreme Court. Usually, when we think of a case being dismissed on procedural grounds, it makes us think of criminals getting off on technicalities. That is not the case here. To understand, let us take a look at the first step that a plaintiff must take to start civil litigation, the filing of a complaint. A complaint must meet a certain legal standard, and if it is deficient, it may be dismissed. The law requires that the complaint allege facts sufficient to state a claim of wrong for which a relief can be granted. To illustrate, imagine I file a complaint that my coworker gave me a dirty look. I have photos of the look, and witnesses have seen the look. I have good evidence to prove what I'm claiming, but the problem is that giving a coworker a dirty look may not violate any of my legal rights. On the other hand, if I claim that my coworker punched me in the face, but there are no photographs and no witnesses, these facts that I'm claiming are facts that have a legal remedy. In Paula Bonhomme's case, there was ample evidence that Jenna St. James had perpetrated a calculated, intentional, long-term deception with foreseeable and actual devastating effects on Paula, both emotionally and financially. But the facts themselves do not fall under the category of any civil action on the books. The argument could be made that the reason why no such legal protections exist is that the law has not yet caught up with the expanding capabilities to do harm using the internet. Others view the internet as a free marketplace of expression where all users choose their own risk of exposure to whatever may be out there. Legal limits such as cyberbullying and cyberstalking laws have been imposed to limit expression when such expression has the tendency to do real harm. So here we find ourselves again wondering where to draw the legal line. In cases like Paula Bonhomme and Manti Te'o, it is hard to imagine that anyone would want to engage in an online relationship hoax and go to such lengths to perpetrate it. Now we know that these people are out there and can continue these cruel antics until the law says otherwise. I'm Jay Kazin.